What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Nick Scarpino, Tim Geddes, Andy Cortez, and our special guest from the Los Angeles Chargers, Austin Eckler.
Hey, appreciate that intro.
That's what I do, man. You know, day in, day out around here, just intro after intro.
I love that energy, baby. Yeah.
Austin, if people don't know you, of course, your claim to fame is that you are one of the co-owners of the Wild Aces, the FCF team well outside of us, correct?
Yes, indeed it is.
That's the heights of your career, correct?
Where people know me, for sure.
No, outside of that, of course, you play in the NFL, which is kind of a big deal, I guess.
I mean, it depends on who you ask. Yeah, I think it is, as far as, like, for myself, obviously.
Sure.
Pretty big platform, I would say, in regards to just in the world, you know. It's got a pretty established, you know, following, so... No, I love my job. I've been doing it for 4 years now, and it's been a great time.
And probably a silly question, but I guess, when did you know that was going to be the job? Like, when did you think, I'm good at this football thing, I want this to be my life?
See, I don't know. I was always a little wary of it because I just knew, like, the chances of me making an actual team were not very good.
Sure.
So I went to college. I went to Western Colorado University, got my degree. Actually, I had an internship for this oil and gas company. And I was going to go take a job there, but then I had this opportunity to go play in the NFL. So I kind of told them, hey, like, I'll come back to you guys if this doesn't work out for me. And they were like, yeah, I 100% agree. And I haven't been back since.
I like to think there's a boss out there that's like, one day he'll come back. We'll get him.
Waiting for you to start. If I was that boss, I would still send you, like, every season, your name tag. Just send your name tag, like, still waiting for you whenever you want to come back.
just occasionally CC you on some group emails, you know,
right,
just
throw it up. Right. No, I had a great time, yeah, doing what I was. That's what I was going to go do. That's what I went to school for. I loved it. It was a bit in the business. In the business sector, that's where I got my degree in business. So
sure.
I was looking forward to it, but football is a little bit more entertaining.
You were clearly playing in college, right?
Yeah. I played in college. Yeah, I did pretty well, and then ended up getting a chance to play at the NFL, and then took off from there.
So stop right there. You say getting a chance to play in the NFL. How does that happen? Yeah. Like, because, you know, I only know it from, you know, being at Mizzou, and when we'd lose a great player who's like, I'm going to declare early, I'm going to stay the four years, and then I'm going to go. Like, that seems like a decision more than, oh, I got an opportunity.
You got to earn it. You know, there's a lot of buildup. There's a lot of things that go into it. So I pretty much dominated for 4 years straight up in college. I had to, because I was at a Division II school. So we had, like, zero press. Like, it would just be, like, my mom and, like, 100 other people up in the stand, you know? So she'd be up there yelling, come on! You know, she was always the loudest one from high school growing up. But so it was just basically, hey, I dominated for 4 years. I was a starter, had all the accolades, the all-conference, all-American, all that stuff. And then so my senior year, scouts started coming to my practices. And they were, like, it was crazy because, like, oh, there's scouts here. Like, we haven't seen scouts ever. I didn't know they existed.
Like, they know where this school is. They found
it. Right.
Yeah. Were they there just for you, or were there other people on the team that you're like?
They were there just for me, yeah. Mainly, I mean, they were looking at other people on the team just because they were watching me. But I was definitely the reason they were up there.
Because they were on the field with you.
Yeah, I mean, they're just watching, like, oh, that guy's kind of good too. Let's see if he's got any potential. But I was the only one that ended up getting a chance and getting signed to a team. From that, so
was can you it still like hear a- your mom cheering in the NFL game?
No, I can't, not anymore.
That's drowned out a little bit.
She's drowned out, yeah, pretty much, yeah. She got loud whistle though.
I don't know. Maybe now with the lower amount of attendances in stadiums,
it was zero, so I definitely didn't.
Oh, this year for the Chargers? Because in Dallas they just let, you know, of course, whoever just come on in, guys. Come on in, anybody want to come in here, fill the stadium?
Oh, Texas, don't worry about it. They're gonna be fine. You know,
when over there.
When you were in high school, Austin, was it the same way? Like, obviously, you are sort of the standout. I always love watching when people do the sort of, like, here's a home video of this NFL superstar right now, just looks clear and away, like, the best athlete on the field. Was it a similar thing?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of funny, a little story. One of my best friends, we graduated together. He plays for the Raiders, and he used to call our team, we were the Eaton Reds, but he used to call us the Fighting Ecklers. Like, here we go. I play in the Fighting Ecklers because I just get the ball every play, just go run around.
You're a grown ass man on the field playing a bunch of children.
it's even funnier too because he's like, man, you that was your chance to name a team after yourself. You missed the opportunity to name the Wild Aces the Fighting Ecklers.
Damn,
you got here too late. If FCF gets to season two and you branch off and get your own team, maybe that's what happens. The Fighting Ecklers.
You better not.
Yeah, no, you're with us forever now.
They have a progressive fifth down. It's possible they might let us change the name. Like,
I love how we're
I don't know if Johnny would like that.
Yeah, Johnny wouldn't like that, Nick. I'm surprised you of all people should know that. He wouldn't be
Johnny wants everyone to be happy, and he's always having a good time. So if that's what it takes to bring a smile to Austin's face, then who's Johnny? You know, who's Johnny?
Yeah.
Hey, for the most part, I'm a pretty open, you know, pretty happy guy, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've appreciated the most about you, Austin. Of course, you know, when we signed on for FCF and Wild Aces before it was Wild Aces, they're like, all right, we're gonna find people, we're gonna partner you up with people we think you're good for, and, you know, do this whole thing. I was like, yeah, sure, whoever you think. And they're like, we're gonna put you with Austin. And Andy was immediately like, oh my god, like, he's actually a guy. Like, is a guy. Yeah. Like, I knew you hear about him. It's like, cool, but like, is he gonna be cool? And you've been nothing but cool. So I'm glad we have this friendship now.
Yeah, no problem. I think we both get it on a business level, and then also just a personal level too. Like, when you're doing these streams, doing live stream, it's all about that connection. It's bridging that gap. Give people value when they come to your stream. Make it seem a little bit more personal for them. So you're talking, having fun. You guys, I love what you guys do. You have the energy. And so I'm kind of the same way when I do it in my stream. And then it just carries over to my general life, where I'm just around people. I'm open-minded. I'm what you got to say. Like, I'm down to hear what you got to say. Here you are as a person.
Now, it's funny you say all that, right? You're open-minded, you're personable, you get what we're doing. We need your help here. The one thing I've noticed from hanging out with you, obviously, socially distanced through the internet, getting ready for all this FCF stuff, being on text threads with you, you're very nice, but you are fashionable. You understand things. We have to talk about Kevin, and we
don't
need your help.
You don't have to do
this. Kevin, you put it out as a poll.
Just pivot.
You put it out as a poll.
Just pivot.
Kevin, what are they doing to you, man?
No, Kevin bought a brimless hat, and now he has a poll up on Instagram right now, as if he likes
it. Hold on, before you bring it up, before you bring it up.
Sure.
I want to ask, Austin, what's a brimless hat?
Well, I'm imagining like a baseball cap that doesn't have the, like,
this kid's brim. Smart. His kid's smart. He nailed it. That's exactly
he just puts
right.
Like a, it's like a, it's almost like a beanie, but it's like, fitted beanie. Kind of
gets it. He gets it. There he goes. Smart kid.
Now, before seeing it, are you pro or against?
It reminds me of, you know, those things that have like the pinwheel on the top, and you like spin it.
Yeah,
like,
it's very close to that. Very close
like
to
a
that.
Fez.
Not a fez. A fez is different.
No.
Stop trying to
build up this fez.
Fez agenda.
Okay. I don't. When would you wear that? Like
every day.
See, now here's the thing. I have long hair. I have very long hair.
Okay.
Here,
okay,
throw it up. Throw up your little image. I assume you're watching the stream here in Discord. If you're watching the stream in Discord, you can click, or you already see it, or you can full screen it by clicking on it. Kevin's setting it up right now to show what it's going to look like. Here.
Is it like a biker thing? You know, they kind of have like the leather, like.
All right, so here we go. Here it comes. It's
a skull cap.
There it is, right there. So this is what we got. Yeah.
Oh, watch stream. Okay.
One more time, Kevin. He didn't see it. One more time.
Here it is.
Interesting. It looks like you're wearing a hat backwards.
Yeah.
I love the smile, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice. Oh, that's all Kevin is.
Nice.
At first, he wasn't wearing the hat backward. At first, he was wearing it very much forward.
Yeah, are you? That's my question for you, Kev. As you have put up, that hat is dope or whack, bro. You're wearing it backwards, but when you were wearing it earlier on stream, you were wearing it forwards. Which is the way you will be wearing this hat?
So, I mean, it's too early to tell. I like the idea of wearing it forward so that it's more distinct. So you right away, it's not like, oh, is that a hat? No, it's something new. But everyone else seems to hate it. So Paula made me turn it around. She was like, turn it around the other way. So it looks less
dumb. I do like it that way. I do like it that way. But it's more clickable once you said you had longer hair. So
I mean,
see you rocking that. Yeah, keep the hair back for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It keeps the hair back without keeping all that heat that the beanies do. Nick, you've recently started wearing a beanie. And I think maybe you were doing that because of how hot it is in your new place. Right?
Cold. Yeah. I mean, the definitely CC. Beanie is very, very functional. Loving that. It's a bit cold right now. So I could probably throw one on. But I also just do like it because you don't have to do your hair. And I haven't really made a decision on what I want to do with my hair for a long time. It's like kind of growing out a little bit, but it's also a little, dare I say, Harrison Ford from Air Force One. You know, I just get off my plane. You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Yeah.
Get off my plane. No.
It does. I'm trying to.
But with the beard, like inmate.
Exactly. Because it does give you a more distinguished look, your hair right now. And if that's what's different about it, the fact that it's longer, that makes sense. Because I have noticed without the beanie now, you have something going on here that I can't quite explain.
Yeah, it's just
you and Andy both. I guess
Andy's nothing without his hair.
Andy's hair has always been like that.
That tween stage where it's like it's long, but it's not, and so it's kind of just like
a lot of times. A lot of times, it's did he just wake up? And usually, yes, the answer is yes. I usually did wake up, no matter what time you're asking me.
Also, Andy is purposely going for the last frame of an anime movie. Where like the character's walking away and the wind blows their hair and then it freeze frames. That's what he wants.
Yeah, the credits hit right there.
Right,
yeah.
To be continued.
Yeah.
I have two things for Kevin. Number one, Nick's a bit quiet. I noticed, and I thought it was just me, but I did see someone in the live chat.
I've boosted it here, but I think that I was actually about to slack him. No worries.
No, you got it. Number two for Kevin is, so you like this hat, right, Kevin? You're a pro of this hat. You're happy with this hat.
This hat solves all the problems that I have in life with hats. So, you know what I mean?
Wow, that's impressive.
That's
for that.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Powerful.
Specifically.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw you a dope vote then. If you're happy, I'm happy. I'm putting it in there. Oh, man, you're losing
that. That's not
right now. Whack is winning 51-49. Yeah.
Kevin, I meant to vote that the hat was dope, but I accidentally clicked whack. I'm sorry about that on the voting poll. So, my bad.
That's whack. That, you know what I mean? I don't even need a poll to tell you that was a whack move.
I really hope this comes down to one vote. And I really hope that, you know what I mean? I hope it's like either me or Tim that hasn't voted yet, and it's 51 to like 50 or 49-49, right? And you're just like,
gotta do it.
What's it going to be, Tim? What's it going to be?
Nick Scarpino, Trask899 in the live chat on patreon.com/kindoffunny says, how does this hat fit into the anti-backwards cap over 30 conversation? You had made a very declarative statement. If you are over 30, you cannot wear a backwards baseball cap. Mm-hmm. But if you're over 30, can you wear a backwards brimless hat?
I mean, here's my question to you, Trask197. Is
I'm going to turn it around on you, motherfucker.
If the hat doesn't have a brim, does it have a back?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It does very clearly, right? Because I turned it around backwards, right?
Do you? I want to see the what would be the front on the front of your head. Because it's hard for me to imagine.
Do you have a Kev green screen? Can you put yourself in the image?
If you blur your eyes, Tim, it looks like a beanie. If you don't blur your eyes, it's a friend making a weird decision.
Andy, you were there when I bought it. Like, I bought it on stream with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was your idea.
No. No, we were streaming some game one day, Austin. I forgot what day. I think it was like sometime last week. And Kevin said, I want to buy this brimless hat. And all of us just froze. And we were like, of course, this is something that Kevin's going to bring up. And he brought up the photo. And I didn't think he was going to do it, but he committed immediately in that moment. And that just shows you what kind of person he is, you know?
That's what's up, man. You know, he's a go-getter. He puts his mind to something and gets it done.
Exactly.
I like Kevin. Let's go, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin built a new home for a tortoise not too long ago and a new fence.
Just out here just making things happen.
Yeah, that's what Kevin does. We couldn't do kind of funny without him. So, yeah, if he needs a brimless hat to do his business better, I go for it. You know what I mean? I feel you, Kev, because I just got a haircut over the weekend. Jen cut my hair in the bathtub. And before then, it was really long. And so I was having to wear caps, not in the hungover fashion when I normally wear a cap. It was because I was going to work on something. I didn't want my hair falling on my face the whole time.
Yeah. Well, you guys can always come to my side as well and just go whack it off and go the bald look.
I want that to so badly. Like, was that form or function?
Form. What do you mean form?
Like, are you doing it because it looks cool, or are you doing it because I secretly want to do it? Because
Nick is getting close to shaving his head because he's losing his hair.
Hey, okay. So yeah, I lost my hair, started losing my hair at a young age, genetics. Bless me in other ways, like athletic ability, but not in the hairline. So my hairline was like back here, probably like when I was 17, 18.
You have a Stephen A. Smith going?
And then, something like that. I had to commit. So now I've just been committed for like, I don't know, years now. But now I just.
Well, see, now, but here's the problem.
Have a decent head shape. It's not too bad.
Yeah, you have a great head shape. You look fantastic with the ball. Thank you. It really, really works. It also, you've got the tight beard. Everything's working with you.
That's right.
I will probably look like someone who was malnourished if I go.
Oh, no.
Like if I shave the head. It's not going to look good. I've done it before. I did it once before. And it got I told my wife, I was like, I'm thinking about shaving my head. I'm growing out the big bushy beard. I'm going to shave my head, do the Kratos. And I just got the head shape for my, she was like,
That is the difference though. You've never had the beard when you've done it. And I think that is going to change everything. Cause it's, for what hair you might lack on your head, you surely don't lack on your chin.
Show her the latest Max Payne game. You'd look just like that.
I think that would really make a huge.
You mean like an like an unstable mass murderer?
Yeah, yeah, I do actually. I mean, that's what Nick would look like.
See, but my wife would look at that. D would look at that and go, "But he's tall."
The trade-off.
That's what I would get. Yeah, if I was like 6'1", I probably could do whatever the hell I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the other thing too. Yeah, you'd have a bit Triple H going on. You'd have that Triple H look.
Mm-hmm. Triple X looks like he looked dope with it. Again, it has to do with head shape.
Dumbledore is
here. That's too good.
Grow out the hair, you know? You got the Dumbledore look going.
I'll just keep going with it. Okay, I get it. I see where this is at. We started this off with Kevin, and now we've rounded through to me. I see.
That's great.
Now that we're making fun.
I was going to say, just real quick. I was going to say, Nick gets all the old jokes. So whenever our community photoshops us as things in pop culture, Nick is always Gandalf or Dumbledore. He's always getting the old treatment there. Yeah.
Or just a guy from an AARP ad. I get a lot of Captain America, but when Captain America was old and decrepit at the end of Endgame, I get that a lot. So, and it's funny because I'm actually not that much older than Greg. I think I'm only, 3 years older than you, Greg?
Whatever, old man, shut up. You know what I mean? Get out of here. No, this actually is something that's interesting because I have, I had pulled up Austin's Wikipedia, so I had quick facts if I ever needed them or whatever. And I glanced over it. I guess I did this before. It says here, you're 25.
Correct. Yeah, 25. Would you think I'm older? People always tell me I look older.
I did, but it's because I don't think. And my thought process is whenever I get to meet a professional athlete or I'm like, oh, here's a full-blown adult. This is an adult who knows that. And then it turns out I'm going to be 13 years older than you in April? How is that possible? You look like a man. I look like a child.
Oh, shoot, I know.
Yeah. It isn't like the fact that you look old, Austin, because you don't. It's more of the... We all hit that certain age where the players we're creating in Madden become younger than us, and then you start realizing like, oh, it's over. Like I don't have a chance. You know what I mean? Yeah. What's the point of any of this? And so I think Austin, you carry yourself as a much more mature person, but you're 25. But also, I hang out with fucking that guy down there, Nick Scarpino. I don't know where he's at.
You pointed the right way the first time. Yeah, no, it's true. It is true. I would have pegged you a bit older, but that's just the way you carry yourself. But also,
what would you say I look? What do I look? No.
I would say you're 25. I would say your attitude and your success in life dictate that you're a much older man. As we have not reached that level of success, and I am twice your age almost. So
I mean,
is that. I also just think of when I think of people who are professional athletes, it's such a rare thing that you're like. It's just so intimidating. So I just assume you're whatever age you want to be. Like age you get to be, you can be.
Basically, your athletic prime is like from like 21 to like 26, like in there. And so
enjoy it, man.
All of your
1 year left.
Professional athletes, majority as far as like really like exerting sports are going to be younger. So. Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's resonating the same way with you or if it's happening for you, Austin, but with the FCF and being owner of the team, when the players started coming to the bubble, a lot of them started like campaigning and like hitting me up on Instagram DM or sending me emails or whatever. And one of them I was talking to and I was going back and forth joking around and he kept saying, "All right, we'll do, sir. You got it, sir. Yada, yada, sir." And I was like, oh, that's really funny. He calls everybody. And then I was like, wait, no, he's actually treating me like I'm the owner of a football team. Right, and I was like, wait, I'm actually the owner of a football team. And I was like, actually, hold on a second. He just came out of college. He's got to be 21. I'm 38 or next month. I'm like, oh, my God, I am a sir to this person.
To be fair, how intimidating could it possibly be? Like, how important is it to be an owner of a football team when in my inbox right now I have an email from the FCF? It's like, anyone can own some of the Wild Aces.
You just got to believe.
We're just gonna fake it till we make it on this one. Well, this leads me to a question for Austin, for you and Greg, right? Like, are you worried at all that people are going to come into this brand new wonderful thing and not get it? Because Greg has obviously already been blocked by Marshawn Lynch. I think
no, the Glacier Boys blocked me. The Glacier Boys.
So this is the worry of mine is that people won't get our shenanigans and they'll come in thinking this is, obviously these are professional football players, but they're not going to get the vibe. Are you guys worried about keeping that vibe going and how we're going to do that?
See, I think the vibe is different throughout the different teams, you know? And so I think you'll have different like personalities that can go with different teams, you know, in our situation, you know, we're super confident all in on the Wild Aces, you know, we're out here, you know, hyping everyone up and tearing everyone else down, you know, that's what we're about over here. And so if you come in here, you like that, okay, you might get, you know, our vibe. If you don't, you might go hang out with the Glacier Boys or something like that. You know?
All the nobody other wants guys. That. Nobody wants to have a loser team, you know what I mean?
Hang out with the losers. But no, I think if you're coming in to try something new, figure it out. I think we're the more entertaining of the bunch, I would say, because I don't see anyone else streaming yet. And if they do, I want to see what their stream looks like compared to what we put out there. I feel like you're getting a double dose when you come to Wild Aces, you know, because you're getting some type of like comedic, like commentary hangout session, and also getting to call plays and win games as well. So,
yeah.
It's a great vibe. I had a
and we get Tim going, now so-and-so asks in chat, and they're asking, not me.
I think a lot in the last 2 weeks.
I love it. I love
put me
it,
on
dude.
The field. I got it. Come on.
I love it.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. If Marshawn Lynch is getting out there, I'm getting out there. I'll get out there. I'll take a snack. Don't worry. Austin, pick six.
Austin, you've been in the NFL for 3 years?
Or 4 years now, man.
4 years. Okay. When did you start Twitch streaming?
Ooh, last year. So I haven't even been a year yet. I feel like I started in like March. It was like right as soon as quarantine started, I was like, I need to do something. And I was like, all right, since the gyms are all closed, I'm going to start doing a 30-day challenge on Twitch. And I kind of just carried it over into type of like meet and greet / like get to know me, like, and then just continue to grow and grow and grow. And so now it's blown up as far as now I have my own company for streaming with other athletes that are involved, stuff like that. So
that's really cool.
Taken off, yeah.
You guys are hiring, you know.
Nope, Nick, look for athletes. Yeah, look for athletes.
That guy's face right is now. On a helmet, so.
No, are you still primarily doing meet and greet stuff, or are you streaming games, or how are you handling it?
So I'll do a mix. Like for the most part, in like the first 30 to 40 minutes of every stream, I'm just hanging out, just talking, chatting with everybody, because I build up this community where I recognize people now, so they'll ask me questions. I'll ask them how they're doing. It's more of like a dialogue, and then. You know, if I'm getting burnt out, if I'm like really trying to play a game that night, it'll be a game that I play with the community, you awesome. Know? So it's something that they're getting involved. They're getting more of an experience of just sitting there watching me play a game by myself. Like they're actually playing with me. And so they get to see that and they get to hear like other people, like just in there, like having fun. That's what I'm about. I'm terrible at video games, but that's not why I play video games. I play to, you know, just have a good time. And so I have a good time, even though I'm not great. My community whoops my ass, but you know, they're having a good time.
What are you usually playing?
Shoot, I was grinding Fortnite here for a little bit because I just had like Fortnite events. All but right. my main game is League of Legends, if you've ever heard of League of Legends.
Yeah, we've heard of League of Legends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I didn't realize you were a big dork.
Did you go into it?
Oh yeah.
Did you go into it knowing you wanted to play games, or was it more of a you started playing games because of Twitch, or was it like
Yeah, so that's great. Actually, no, I started watching League of Legends on Twitch. Like the way before we streaming on Twitch, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna do my own type of like stream. I'm not gonna play a game all the time, but I'm gonna try to switch it up and connect with the community a little bit. And so I think it's just been great now because especially with COVID and everything, you know, like companies are trying to find a different way to connect to the youth. And it's like, well, now there's these streaming platforms that are becoming bigger because, you know, before it was like, oh, we can just put ads, you know, we could do ads on TV, but it's not TV anymore. Now it's like streaming. Now it's like, you know, the Netflix streaming devices and platforms, YouTube, things like that, TikTok, like all these new platforms that are coming up. And like Twitch is one of those new platforms. So I think that's why I've had so much success. And that's why I gravitated towards Twitch, so I can get that live interaction and actually talk to people in the chat instead of like putting YouTube and chat with people in the comments, which you're not going to get any like real-time interaction.
Yeah.
Greg Miller, question from kindoffunny.com.
Go ahead, Greg Miller. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Andy. You're running a great press conference with Austin. I appreciate it. Was there any, when you started doing the Twitch or wanting to do the Twitch, was there concern on your part, or I assume you have an agent's part or anything like that of doing it? Because I know it's not that the NFL doesn't want you to be a personality or something like that, but when you do open yourself up to being a personality, you do open yourself up to the possibility you say something stupid or something that is honest to you but pisses them off.
Right. I mean, I could care less because I feel like from what I say, you know, I back it up. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak how I feel. Yeah. Pisses people off. That's okay. They don't have to watch my content. You know, I think there was something I said. I said that I doubted that we were going to have an NFL season, and it like went viral. It's like, Austin, nothing doesn't think we're going to have an NFL season. I was like, it's not looking good right now. I was like, hey, I mean, it is what it is. That's how I feel. So yeah, it's been a different, I've had to be careful. You know, I've learned some things as far as speaking and things like that. I've always been decent at speaking just for being a business major, being in social settings. But for the most part, it's just all positivity. I try to keep any toxic, you know, negative, controversial things out of it. But that just kept me going in the right direction.
Have you thought about a future in like esports business management or going into, you know, co-owning a team or anything like that?
So I have a company called Gridiron Gaming Group that I was talking about. And I have, I think, 8 members right now, just 8 athletes from different sports. But basically what I'm trying to do is build Gridiron Gaming Group up to be like a platform where people can come in and they can start streaming. Cause right now there's no way to like start, like you can get on there and just try to do it, but there's no like resources or help. And so what Gridiron Gaming Group is, basically it's like a rec center that you have a membership to, and you can come and you can use our editors. You can use me, you can use the collabs, you can use all of our connections. So you can pick and choose what you want to use. And basically you're just like a member. And eventually I would like to have like tournaments and stuff like that for different games that are hosted by, you know, our members, or just hosted for our members to participate in and go to the public as well. But that takes a bunch of licensing. We're going through all that stuff right now. But yeah, I'd also like to have our own Gridiron Gaming Group team. So I'm kind of just coming at this, I'm from the ground up, but I'm trying to slowly snowball it and continue to gather resources and then build it up and eventually have my own team and eventually host my own tournaments. You know, like a T-Mobile arena out in Vegas, stuff like that, when it used to be like really big before COVID and all that. So I think that'd be sick.
I miss. That's awesome. I mean, like, I feel like I finally started getting my first glimpse of esports in real life, and then COVID hit. Like, the right. last thing I did was February of, I guess, a year ago, kind of today, I was in Dallas for an Overwatch League tournament, and then. Yeah. Was really excited about the future of this season because they were coming to San Francisco as well, where we're located. Nice. And the Dallas Fuel was coming and they're my squad. And like, I've made a bunch of friends over there as a part of Team Envy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then this tournament's being put on hold. This tournament's being put on hold. This one's suspended. And then the whole season was just lost. And it's like, I got a taste of it and I freaking love it and I adore it. And now it's just,
it's intense, man. Like, they actually have like a whole venue. They got the stage, they got the crowd, they get the announcers, like there's energy. And I've never been to one either, but I've just seen like, I was up at Riot Games up in LA and I seen their studio, like there's a mini stadium up there for League of Legends. Sure. Just like, oh, I just want to be in this field. I just want to be in this space.
That's cool.
Do you think when NFL's done, that'll be the main focus for you? And I know that I'm not, you know, you got 100 years in front of you. Don't worry, big guy, but I'm saying it's time to.
Forever. I know that. I'm trying to get there before I get out of the NFL. I'm trying to get there while I'm in the NFL. I'm trying to do as much as I can while I'm in the NFL, because as an active player, I still have access to the platform. I still have the spotlight. You know,
visibility.
Right. When you move on from the NFL, it's like, yeah, sure, you play great, but now you're not as, you know, attractive as the guy that is playing. Now companies, now brands, they want to work with a guy that is playing or is getting the spotlight. So I'm trying to capture it while I'm in the NFL, and so I can transition it out, you know, when I'm done playing, and it's a little bit easier and I can have those connections established, you know. So
that's super smart.
Try not to be washed up, you know. Like,
yeah, you don't want to be a Richard Sherman or Marshawn Lynch. I totally understand. Oh, geez, you don't want to be here begging for it. I mean, just think about it, though. Marshawn Lynch, he suited up last week for the Beast. Then he went down there, and you could see it in his eyes as he looked at these young people like, I can't do this. I'm too old for this. I can't keep up with these guys.
I'm glad he didn't.
You want to see a legend embarrass himself, right, Andy?
I am not on your side with this, Greg.
Man, when we were off air, Andy was talking so much trash.
I love this energy from Greg. I actually have a question from the press pool here. So here's the situation. Ahead, Greg said something earlier in this podcast that I haven't been able to stop thinking about. And it's this idea of Austin being this high schooler, just dominating the rest of the high school.
Just killing kids. They haven't even hit puberty yet. He's just destroying us.
And it reminds me of a classic Kind of Funny podcast topic that I want to now pose to the group in a new form. Okay. Because on TikTok recently, I saw that this is kind of coming back up into the trends in 2021. But the question is as follows. Austin, specifically for you, but we'll all give our answers, okay?
For sure.
How many small children could you ward off in a fight? Now, here's the rules. We're working with some horde mode rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's waves. People, I want to know how many waves each of us think we can go through.
It starts.
How many
come out in a wave?
It starts with preschoolers and works all the way up to 13-year-olds.
The waves work like this.
Okay.
It is single kindergartners coming out. They each come out. But every 10th person is a fifth grader. Okay. So they're coming out in these waves of kindergartners where the wave will eventually be 9 kindergartners, 1 fifth grader. Right?
Got it.
That's a wave. It's like a boss character.
Do the kindergartners start wearing armor by the end of this? Like, what are we talking about?
We can add that if we want. But we can just start there. Okay. Horde mode, so first wave.
Like one kindergartner, you defeat mm-hmm. them. One kindergartner. Mm-hmm. It's not like two now. It's just always one.
It's one coming at you.
Yeah.
But then eventually when the 10th one will come at you, it'll be a fifth grader. But then after that, it'll be 2 kindergartners. And it just keeps adding that way.
Got it.
But every 10th is a fifth grader. But eventually they're overwhelming you because there's always a bunch of them.
Oh, so they're just continually coming. Like, what's the interval I have?
I mean, I've seen some big ass fifth graders. Which one?
Between the waves.
I mean, we can make the rules here. What do you want the rules to be with how these waves work?
Like every 30 seconds, one runs out.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh my God. You know, we're cleaning these kids' clocks for a long 30 time.
30 seconds. I'll go all day.
All day? Oh. I mean, they're going to get up, right?
No, yeah. Not the way I
Oh, not after I get them, Austin. No way. These kids ain't getting back up. Trust
me. No, man. Okay, two kids enter, one kid leaves.
It can't be one at a time. It's got to be one comes out, then two come out, then three come out.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
Now, granted, just for press purposes, these are zombies. Yep. No life.
I appreciated that we took it from, Austin Eckler says there won't be an NFL season. He's talking about how he gets misquoted. And Tim's like, how many kids could you beat up? TMZ, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. We gotta know.
These are horde mode zombie kids. Yeah,
I'm getting through a lot of waves. It's gonna be exhaustion, or I hurt myself hurting them for a while, right?
Well, I guess the other thing that I want to that we need to kind of like cage? Put into the frameage here is where is the battleground?
Right? Are you in a cage? Because
I think steel cage, octagon kind of thing.
Steel cage. Holy shit! Okay. Yeah. So I go to playground because that seems like I can imagine you on a play structure. They have to like. Get up there.
I was going to say, am I allowed to use the playground against them? So yeah, okay, that's you just said so. So yeah, mm-hmm. Steel cage I like because it's they have a better chance of getting me because again, they're gonna hold on, they're gonna run at me like this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and I'm gonna grab them right underneath the armpits and then bam, right into the monkey bars. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm just tossing them left and right. Yeah, exactly.
Knocking them out. Oh, what's Austin doing?
Yeah, hold on.
He's finding Austin, something.
In fact, you guys don't know this. He actually he's got a monkey bars right now.
Oh, God. Here we go, Craig.
Oh, God. Craig.
If you are listening to this podcast, I recommend you start watching because Craig Miller's doing something that involves too many props.
There's a lot of prop involvement right here.
Why does he still have that thing?
It's crazy. I wonder how it smells.
It smells like boof.
All right, so now Google over here says a fifth grader is about four feet 6 inches tall. So Andy, sadly, you're not gonna have the height advantage on him.
How's it feel, Andy? Does it feel good or bad?
I love Nick being like, "Yeah, you're on my side now."
This is the life you've carved out for yourself.
All right, so that's about nipple height. The fifth grader is going to be about nipple height when he gets out here for Greg. But not that tall, but close to it, closer.
It could be a short fifth grader.
Well, they're going to be various sizes. That's where it comes down.
Fifth grader? I don't care about height. I want to know weight. Weight is how you gauge.
Really,
fights.
it's the emotional toll. I
feel like it's the opposite though, right? Because as kids come out and I start winning, I start getting really empowered. And I start thinking, how do I take this to the local Safeway and start fucking some kids up there?
The emotional weight I think might be a little bit heavier than the actual physical.
A fifth grade, the average five year old, that's not the same as fifth grade. Sorry, hold on. That's wrong. Sorry.
11.
Well, 5 year old. Fifth grade is what, 12? Is that right?
All right, hold on, here we go. All right, here, I'm on Yahoo Answers. What is the average weight of a fifth grader / 10-year-old? Maria put her daughter in and said, my daughter is underweight at 76 pounds. Then Halo Mom, who has the favorite answer award, says, my daughter is in the fifth grade. My daughter is 5'1 and 95 pounds. For a fifth grader, that is a lot. For 5'1, that is not a lot. She is in the 95th percentile of height and the 60th percentile of the weight. So my doctor says that they should be closer, but one is larger. It should stay.
Well, look up boys though, because I feel like the boys are going to be heavier, and we want to go with the heaviest possible thing we're going to have to fight.
I was 115 in sixth grade, but that was like after I grew.
Actually, I don't know what I was.
He was very tall too, and it just lengthened.
I just like to think you were always this size, Austin. You were just all, just sitting in the desk like these tiny little desks.
I'm only 5'9". Like, I've been 5'9" for like since my sophomore year of high school. So since I was 15 for 10 years.
That's really impressive.
So I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
No, yeah, no. Really impressive. I mean, it's
think of all the things he's accomplished with 5'9", and then
that's what I'm saying, Nick. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not that big of a guy.
That's what I'm saying. It's the athleticism that overtakes. It's the speed. It's the agility. You know, which I've gotten spades, Nick. You see me on the basketball court. Remember I told you how I beat that guy? I think Grant. I forgot that tall old white dude who was like talking shit to me because I was getting winded. Came back. Yeah. A couple 3-pointers. Yeah.
Drain him.
We both know that.
You have to stop bragging in front of athletes. You have to. Shaq told you to stop.
You're right.
No, Shaq told you to stop bragging in front of athletes.
Yeah, no. Shaq told me just that I didn't have a chance because I told him like.
Well, yeah. If you talk about anything with basketball, with him, yeah.
No way. I mean, I told him like, look, I'm maybe 31 years old at the time. I was 31, and I may be really, you know, overweight and kind of out of shape, but I still feel like I can come off the bench and provide meaningful minutes. And he just put his gigantic hand on me and kind of like just palmed my
so
skull.
Scary.
And he was
so
like,
scary.
You gotta wake up from this dream. It's not happening.
Yeah, wake up. Come back to reality.
That's exactly what he said. That's it. He said, wake up. That's exactly what he said. God damn. So how many kids could we take out? I would get tired of exhaustion for sure. I don't have the stamina. I would get really, really tired. And again, these kids are what, 4'6"? I'm not that much taller than them guys.
What are these kids gonna do? They're weak. They're gonna bite you. Like,
yeah, that's the thing is, I, you know, Tim's talking about them overpowering you, right? When the number of them come out.
There's me and Jack.
Wow. I was so scared. Andy's like standing up. Like Shaq is sitting down.
It is a big human.
This is very scary. Wow. I'm thinking like drop kicks because obviously I've got.
Oh, you don't
a lot
leave
of,
your feet. Don't
Andy,
leave your feet.
No, yeah, don't get off the ground.
They'll float you away if you let. If you come off the pavement, Andy,
you're gonna get crowd surfed.
They're gonna crowd surf you away into
like ants.
Fifth period.
There's not that many.
Like ants.
Because I can break a hand like on someone's skull, like elbows, like. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's my thing. I'm confident I can get head kicks in all day long because these heads are only going to be at waist level anyway, so I don't have to get my foot up that high. Yeah. And with my hamstring injury, as you guys know, I've had a hamstring injury for the last 25 years. I can't get my foot above my waist, so I'm kicking these kids' head all fucking day
Zombie
until
kids,
the one Tim Geddes comes at me, and then I'm doubling. Mm-hmm. Your double A takedown, ground and pound. And then as you ground and pound, as his Tim Geddes 5'17" fucking at 5 years old head is just turning into mush, you look up and you just lock eyes with the next kid coming out of the gate. You're like,
see, I feel like these kids are coming out with like a buff on them though, right? They're enraged. Like they have like, they know what's up in this world. They're not even what's up. They're under some kind of possession. Clearly, this is the age old kind of funny problem. We made a wish to a genie and now we're here with unlimited kids coming to fight us, right?
Greg's like, genie, I want kids. And the guy's like, and the genie's like,
oh, do you?
Oh, I'll give you.
Yeah, exactly.
Horde mode kids.
Eventually, there's just going to be so many that it's going to suffocate you.
That's the problem. That's what's going to happen. But that's the question is, how many can you take out, you think, before that happens? And we're losing this battle. There's no human being that could fight off waves of kids forever. No. I guess unless you're Shaq. But we're going to lose this. So how long do you think you can last and how many kids do you think you're taking out? I'm thinking 17. I could get through 17 of them before I start to just give up.
So that would just be one fifth grader.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because it's only
every 10th is a fifth grader.
I don't get it.
I would lose against a first fifth grader. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah.
That's where it ends for you?
Because luck is draw.
So you mean I'd only make it to one fifth grader? I thought you, because I was like, that's 11 people. So I get one fifth grader and then I get
six
more
kids. If you made 17
kids.
People, then that'd be one fifth grader and 16 kindergartners.
Got that. Sorry. I didn't understand what you were saying there. Yeah, definitely. I think so. I think that would prove the point that I set out to make here. On game day here, I think we came to do.
is that your post game press conference?
You gotta have a few more breaths there. We did what we came to do.
here's a question. We can all answer this, but I have a very important question for Austin because I feel like we need to approach this before the next game.
Hold on, before you get into that, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five, best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to bullshit with each other like they bullshit with you. If you like that, you can go to patreon.com/kindafunny, where you can write in with your own topics. You can get the show ad-free. You can get the show with the exclusive post-show we do each and every episode. You can be watching live, just like Grant is, Nat is, Mark Freeman is, and Nick. You might have changed a life. Trask899 earlier said Nick legally changed my username to Trask197. He's looking into seeing if he can change his username because of you saying 197.
Which is not worth it.
Of course, you can do all of that on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And remember, you get two episodes now of the Kinda Funny podcast each and every week, one with a guest, one that's just the old crew hanging out. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny podcast services around the globe each and every week to get two brand spanking new episodes. Housekeeping for you, like we've been talking a little bit about, remember that the FCF season is upon us. We own the Wild Aces alongside Austin Eckler and Jack Settleman, and now Rachel from The Bachelor. Yep. Excited to finally meet her. So we're playing all the time. Every Wednesday is a draft. You can come to 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You get to draft the team with us by voting via the app. And then, of course, every Saturday is a game. This week, it is a 5 o'clock game Pacific time against the Beasts. That's right. We are going up against Marshawn Lynch's Beasts. You can watch us take them on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames live. Remember, too, that WandaVision continues to roll on. We have heard your cries. Our reactions are, of course, going up on youtube.com/kindoffunny, as always. But they're also going up as screencasts now on podcast services around the globe. So check that out. Deep breath. We are running out of days here in February, but we are still getting through the Patreon producers from January. So let me thank Graham of Legend, David Mintel, Recasted Podcast, Food Kid Fat City, Joy, aka Joseph O. Youssef, Aaron, not Aaron, Willie D. Billums, Alexander Noxel, Julian the Gluten Free Gamer, Danny Rodriguez, Javi Rodriguez, King Vin, Tyler Wodan, Corey Wallstedert, Devin Holbrook, James Davis, aka at James Davis Makes, Greg with two G's in the front and two G's in the back, the nanobiologist, DJ Kento, Ricky L. Wanger, Caesar Palafox, Devin Carter, Steve Powers, Mark Freeman, Andrew C., Pizza Burgers, Ryan Trimble, Kieran O'Donnell, and Keith A. Lewis. Today, we're brought to you by Babbel. And hey, why don't I tell you about it right now? This episode of the Kinda Funny podcast is brought to you by Babbel. Bonjour, mes amis. It's me, Greg. And it says right there on my Babbel app. Bonjour, Greg. Because guess what? I need to learn French because my wife, native tongue, is French. And that means it's really hard to talk to my in-laws. But Babbel is here because guess what? Before I was like, I don't have time to go take a course. I don't have time to do the homework. I don't have time to do all this stuff. Babbel does all this in 15 easy minutes. Of course, Babbel has these 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a language on the go. Unlike the infamous language classes you took in high school, Babbel designs their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind. Things you'll get to use in everyday life. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code MORNING. That's Babbel.com, code MORNING, for an extra 3 months free. Babbel, language for life. Nick, what is your question for Austin?
So we've got the colors of the team down. We've got the greatest logo ever made down, right? And we've got the name, the Wild Aces. But last week, Johnny Manziel, after losing a game, I believe, to the Beasts, had the greatest quote and now a mantra for the Zappers. He said, quote, "The product will keep getting better as the weeks go on. Good start, even with the loss. You know, win or lose, we booze on the Zappers."
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking to myself right now, guys, we need a saying like that that's going to take this team to the next level. Win or lose, we booze. That's the Zappers. They can have that one. Something to do with smoking aces. Something to do with, I don't know. I'm just opening this up
to the. So you want a catchphrase for the team?
We need a catchphrase when Greg gets interviewed or Austin gets interviewed. Probably not Austin because this catchphrase is going to be way too destructive for your career. So we'll keep it with Greg. Greg will say this.
We can destroy this one.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, smoke them if you got them, the Aces. Win or lose, we smoke weed.
That's not even us.
Who wants to do some drugs, NFL?
No.
We don't do that. You don't like Aces Wild. The Aces Wild is no good for you.
Aces Wild is great, but it's Wild Aces. It's confusing. I almost confused it today. I was retweeting some kid's amazing theme song, totally original, and I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did, yeah.
Totally original theme song, but he was the Wild Aces, and he said Aces Wild. I almost thought our team was Aces Wild, so, you know, I get confused with my old man state.
That'd be the best. You're as confused as the what the name of the team is all of a sudden.
I don't know.
It's hard for us because we're not going to lose. So we don't
exactly.
Need to
we only want. We're only going to win, right?
There it is, right there, Tim. Aces, right. Wild Aces. We don't lose. And then if we lose, we go fluke. It was a fluke.
Wasn't us.
The first time we win, I will be holding a press conference to talk about how bad the officiating was. Don't worry about that.
You mean the first time we lose?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
we're
right.
We're not going to lose. That was a trick question, Greg. That was why you said it like that.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I like that. Enjoy your coffee.
Sip that coffee.
Andy, do we need a catchphrase?
I mean, I thought Aces Wild is the thing. It's the official hashtag. It's what's on all the media that they told me to put on the overlay that I made. So sure.
They told you. I did. I just asked you, can you make an overlay?
Oh. Oh, I thought that was like official. I thought you like wanted that on the overlay. I thought that
no,
was
I
like,
did. I'm saying I said it. They didn't make you do it.
Andy, the FCF has no idea we're co-streaming these things. They don't know what the hell we're doing over here.
Here's the link. Just do whatever.
Yeah. No questions. Don't ask them. Tell no questions.
Yeah, you gotta love. I imagine that the Zappers have asked their Andy to make an overlay that says hashtag whether we win or lose, we booze.
We booze.
It's a very long hashtag.
Now, is it booze?
Booze, booze.
Okay.
What do you think? Yeah. Spell it the other way.
Booz. I don't know. Booze, we booze.
Win or lose, we booze. We boo ourselves. We boo the other team. No matter what. There's a boo coming out of us. All right. I can see that. You're not crazy.
Like, look, I'm not trying to like knock on Johnny Mandel. I don't think he's this marketing genius, right? Like, he's firing from the hip, you know? He's firing from the hip.
That's marketing.
You're bringing up Johnny Mandel, obviously. I don't know who you're talking about, and it seems like a lot of people in the chat also don't know who you're talking about. You're saying he's a marketing genius.
No, I say he's not a marketing genius.
Well, no, sorry, you're saying he's not. But is he the same man that people call Johnny Football?
That's right.
Did he come up with that?
I think media didn't
it? I'm going to assume he did. Fucking marketing genius. If you can just call yourself Johnny Football, like, you own that shit.
He was called that in college, so yeah.
That's really damn cool. Mm-hmm.
He had his little money thing too after he scored every touchdown.
That's right. That's right. That's cool
too. Oh yeah, great, man. Great. Because now you got all the kids doing this, you know?
Yeah. Yo. It was cool as shit. When they beat Alabama, it was cool as shit. Yeah. Because Alabama's always the best. Yeah, that's the one thing. You know that saying. You know that saying. But yeah, every time, you know, Alabama's always the best team. So when A&M beat them, it was just cool to like see the money sign that I was like, oh, I think I like college football now. But then I just never really got back into it. I never loved college football. I played the video games, though. Love the video games.
They're back.
I'd always create my college, Greg. Would you create colleges?
No, I went to a real school. Didn't have to create them. They were in there.
What? Always attacking. God damn it. Could our motto just be Aces Wild? We're undefeated? And then just keep that going until we're defeated? No
matter what. I mean, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll have to do that.
I just feel like don't get me wrong, Zappers, terrible name and a terrible logo and a terrible color scheme and clearly a terrible team.
I like that.
And so like, I appreciate that Johnny Manziel is just like, meh. Like whenever he does an interview, he's just like, I'm here. It's not going to lead to the NFL. This just seemed fun. And he's like, yeah, I suck. He said last week, I suck. And then I'm like, all right, cool. You're just there throwing the football around. It's fine with me. Just keep blowing games. Make sure you're an easy win for us. I don't care. But
he was. I mean, he looked pretty good out there.
Nah, he's terrible. That first run was great. That first run to open the game was great. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Calling him terrible.
How those words. Terrible. 15 years from now, this is the dominant football organization on the planet.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
I mean, I brought it up on the stream, but like real talk, it does like that. The shenanigans.
the theatricality behind it reminded me a lot of the first few UFCs. And like everyone said, obviously people really aren't talking shit about SCF because we've learned a little bit better. But like, remember the first UFCs happened, people were like, this is ridiculous. This is like an abomination of fighting sports. Combining, there's no weight classes, no rules. You can't even tap. I think you have to like, you know, there was all sorts of like stupid things back there. Or the ref, excuse me, you could tap, but the ref couldn't stop the fight. All sorts of things like that.
Yeah, the early matches look like Street Fighter, where it's like this gigantic dude against a small guy trying to like get in there.
It was. I mean, and that was how it worked. But then obviously you flash forward like two decades, three decades later, and the UFC has defined what it, like the fighting sports for all intents and purposes. I mean, obviously boxing is still going strong, but like you think of UFC, it is synonymous with mixed martial arts, and it is the dominant promotion on the planet. So it's not crazy to think that if you know, amazing people like us keep getting behind this and this thing grows, it could be really cool, right?
I mean, no,
it could be
something
like 10 years from now, we're like, hey, we're really glad we, like, remember when Greg was dressed in his, like, in his suit?
When they do the documentary about the FCF and see all the stupid stuff we did in the beginning. Yeah, Austin, how do you feel about it?
I see, like, the WWE kind of, like, you know, there's, like, you know, WWE, it's, like, all kind of, like, on popularity, like, who's winning, who's, like, actually doing this stuff. But it's, like, there's the production. Like, we draft every week, and it's, like, this big dramatic thing. They come down the stage, you know, they do their dance, you know, they have, like, a little moment. You get to see some personality. And then you're involved because it's just based off of, you know, how much you're voting, who you're supporting, you know, who's going to do. And so I feel like it's like, yeah, like you said, like the production of it, it just adds another layer to like the sport, where it's almost like its own type of sport, even though it still is football technically. It's still its own division. Like, you can't
the smartest really thing I think they're doing with it, and again, we own the Wild Aces, but we don't own the whole company or anything like that, so you know, whatever. Yeah, thank you very much. Is that they aren't trying to compete with the NFL, right? Like, it is, I talked about this on the Score the other day in Chicago, of like, I loved the XFL when it launched in 2001. Went to 3 out of 5 Chicago Enforcer games. Had a great time. But like,
yeah, you did.
Vince McMahon launched that thing, being like, "We are Smash Mouth football. Where the NFL sucks. No fun league. We're this thing. Yada yada yada." And it didn't work because clearly the level of play wasn't there. FCF is like, yep, shorter field, no kicking. It's this weird thing. We're all voting. There is a theatricality to it. They're not like talking shit in a way like, we're here to replace the NFL. We're here to give you spring ball that actually works and feels different than AFL and all the other spring leagues that have come and just been more football. This is different football.
Right.
I've got two things.
Okay.
First off, I've never been more excited for something I wasn't excited about than the fifth down progressive down. Like, I thought that was like, that was the most random shit video game thing ever. And it was going to affect our team negatively, but I was still stoked at the idea of it. I got like really excited, right?
So it's like Rock and Jock 25-point ball.
Yeah, that was an awesome-ass moment. Second, I haven't really taken into account the sort of, I don't know, like players getting let down by teams and them getting released, and then they get picked up by the rival, and they're like, all right, I'm back, and I'm going to fuck you up now. I got drafted by this team that you sent me to because you didn't want me, and now it's time for my revenge. Like, I haven't even thought of the sort of revenge factor and personal sort of vendettas that people are going to have. I think that's cool shit. I think it just adds to the drama.
For sure.
I mean, we saw some of that yesterday, right, where Galloway was like, I live and die for the beasts or whatever, and we were like, all right, we're in a franchise. Now you can't play for them. You're on our team. It's like, he's excited to play for us because he gets it's all part of the fun, but, like, that is the idea of, like, cool, the beast found a lot of success with him on Saturday. We're playing the beast this Saturday. How can we throw them off their game and do that? Austin, I know we're almost out of time with you, so I do want to get a question in here from the audience. Madeline wrote into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Question for Austin. What aspect of being a professional football player do you think is the most different than how the average person imagines it?
Ooh, what a deep question.
Mm-hmm.
From the average, so I feel like just a perspective from someone, the average person looking at NFL players. Ask it again real quick. Sorry.
No, please don't worry about it. What aspect of being a professional football player do you think is most different than how the average person imagines it?
I feel like the schedule is like gotta be really hard, right?
See, I think the normal answer I would think of, not knowing your life at all, would be like, yeah, the schedule, the money, the fame, like how any of that nets out.
But I think, I mean,
show me your bank account.
Like, that's your social security number.
I would assume that the average person thinks, yeah, NFL player is really busy, which Yeah, we are, especially during the season. It's ridiculous. Like, we have no time at the facility from like 6 a.m. to like 5:30. Like, that's, I spend my entire day there. I eat every meal there. I shower there. I brush my teeth there. I do everything there. So I just live there. And so like, that's legit. I don't know. What's
see,
the
right there? That's it for me, because I would have thought you guys come for like a couple hours a day.
And yeah,
like,
totally. I think so you go practice and
then
bounce.
Amazing. Then we're done. We just learn the plays in a day and we're good to go.
You watch the tape a lot.
A typical day. I'll wake up in the morning and go get breakfast before a lift. Then I'll work out. We'll have meetings. Then we'll have all different types of meetings for like 3 hours. And then we'll go do a walkthrough, then go to lunch, and then go practice, and then watch the practice and have more meetings, and then get meetings after the practice meetings for what we're going to install the next day. So it's just all these meetings and practices and workouts just add up. They start adding up, obviously, as far as time. And so it's a grind. It's a grind for like 7 months, and it starts to add up. So at the end of the season, I'm definitely like, especially if we're not going to playoffs, like, okay.
This is proof that every job is boring.
So, yeah. No, I love it. Like, at the beginning, I'm juiced. But, like, yeah, about week 12, it's just like, woo, like, it's starting to drag on a little bit.
I have a really, really, really important question before we let you go, Austin. How do players get home after home games? I don't know why I can't picture a player just getting in their car and driving home. Like, why is it so hard for me?
Home games too. We actually drive our own vehicles. You know?
It's so hard for me to picture that. I don't know why. I just can't picture. Like,
I'm right there with you. I swear to God, like, I was like, I thought they just got picked up by the bus. Like, I just didn't know. You know, like, the bus comes to their house.
They drop him off, like, honk the horn. He just walks up with his bag.
Go, Mom, I gotta go. The bus is here. Like, I didn't realize that people actually, I mean, athletes drove their own cars until I watched The Last Dance. Saw Jordan, like, every year driving a new Porsche into the stadium. Like, he just drives in there and then he's just there.
Right.
That's cool.
Right. That's another thing. That's another aspect. Like, not everyone has it like that. You think, you know, people playing the NFL, there's a lot of different tiers as far as people in the NFL. You know, there's the people on the practice squad, which is probably the lowest tier as far as like getting paid, as far as like benefits, things like that. I mean, they're still making six figures. They're still like well off. That's why I didn't want to say, oh, we're not all getting paid well, because we're getting paid well. But it's like there's different tiers.
Sure.
So you think people just have millions out here because you play in the NFL. And it's not like that. Like, you know, you got people that are playing for the first year, even third year, and they're still trying to get to that $1 million mark, trying to get up there. I mean, the NFL plays very well for sure. I'm not getting that wrong. But not everyone has it. There's different levels to it for sure. And it's just a very small amount of people that are actually on those second and third big contracts coming out. And so, like, it really is like a grind. Like, you have all this pressure not to get cut, to perform, you know, to keep yourself in front of the coaches and show your value to the team so you don't get cut, so you can try to get to that next level. But that's just like anything, you know. So I would say the aspect that is maybe most I just misconceived is like, it is a normal job. It's like, it's just like anyone else's job. It's just we play football instead. It's not anything too crazy. It's as far as like, if we go to work, you know, every morning, get up in the morning, go do our thing, and then come home just like anybody else. And so it's yeah, I guess that's what it is. It is what you make it too. You know, it could be something that you could take advantage of the platform, or something that, you know, all you do is play football. But yeah.
We're gonna get advantage, man.
I'm gonna get Austin playing some Overwatch with me. I'm gonna get Austin playing Overwatch.
We gotta get him into Warzone. Let's get him into Warzone.
Yeah,
I'm down with any of that. Let's go.
Let's do it.
No, fuck that, Andy, Nick. I want y'all on League of Legends.
Yeah, that's
hard. Wow, that's a great one. Yeah, go play League of Legends with him.
No,
tit for tat, man.
A lot of clicking.
Also Fortnite.
I play Rainbow Six Siege. I think it's called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could definitely.
Oh yeah, we'll play that.
Do it, guys.
I was just curious. I have like a photo shoot for him tomorrow, and so.
Oh, la dee da! Look at this photo shoot.
I play the game, but we're just going to do it. So
that's right, dude.
Well, don't tell them that.
Austin, you have to go get dinner before we actually do the draft here. So go do that. We will see you shortly for the FCF draft over on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Before you go, what is your Twitch channel? Go ahead and promote that for everybody.
Twitch channel is Austin Eckler. It's just AustinEkeler on Twitch. You'll find me there. Come win some giveaways. Come hang out. Come get some of the positive vibes. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Right. See you later, guys. Dude.
Right. Awesome. Thank you.
And then there were four. You know what
man,
I mean?
Man, that quick changeover. Good shit.
Kevin is on it. You know what I mean?
It,
and let me tell you,
It's the hat.
Exactly. His hair is out of his face. His hair is out of his face. He can see all the buttons. He can just hit it. He can get right in there and get it done.
Tim, while we were doing that, I did send you a picture of me with it the right way.
Oh, share it. Kev, put it up.
It's on his Instagram story, and it does.
Put it up here, Kevin.
It very, very much looks exactly like a beanie, which I'm pretty surprised at. So there's a level of versatility to this hat that I, you know, was a little negative about in the beginning, but the little character growth happening.
Do you want us to get you one? Do you want us to get you one, Tim?
I think I'm okay without it, but I'm happy that Kevin has it, and I'm happy that Paul is thrilled about it. You know,
Paula. We got to get her some sort of award or like spa day for being married to Kevin, because he's got to put her through the ringer, right?
Yeah. We understand that we were told today that Kevin has outlawed, Paula has outlawed Kevin from drinking milkshakes. This was a serious conversation they had that he can no longer drink milkshakes.
Holy shit. Just because of the why? Because
it's actually, she cited you when she was talking about it. She was like, Nick said one time you,
I did out you one time for drinking
two milkshakes in one day. And I'm like, Paula,
I'm sorry.
That was a one time thing. You, how many times are you in a situation
where
you have milkshake? What?
Yes, Paula. We gotta get Paula on mic for everything. Can you imagine? She's gonna sit there and be like, actually, this is what he really
that
said.
That would be so great for me. That would be so great if we got Paula on the mic.
The airing of grievances.
But yeah, she is a saint for putting up with him.
Yeah, she definitely is. Kevin, I think I do remember when that happened, and I immediately thought, I was like, oh no, I've betrayed Kevin's confidence.
You fucking piece of shit, I hate you.
I screwed you over.
What are you eating right now, Kev? Sounds like you're chewing on a shoe.
Tortilla chips and guacamole. I don't like
it. Nice, good call. Good. Oh, you don't like it?
He doesn't like it. No, the salsa was better. I'm putting the guacamole.
Did you make guacamole? Andy, I got one right up your alley. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Tenius writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, hey guys, I hope you're doing well. I like to make custom guitars in my free time, and I'm thinking about making a kind of funny themed guitar. My question is, what would you like to see in this type of project? Maybe a circular body with a smiley, or a body shaped like the initials, or maybe something else I haven't thought of. Go wild with the ideas, and thanks for all the great content, Tedious.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see. And this is probably going to be a lot tougher, Tedious, all right? So I'm putting you to the challenge right now. I want to see the fretboards have kind of our iconography. Like the third fret, there's the smiley. The fifth fret, maybe the kind of funny game smiley. The seventh fret, maybe the KF. The 12th fret or ninth fret and then 12th fret. Like I want to see things that kind of, you know, signify kind of funny. And for the body, I don't think you have to go too all. I don't think you have to go all out. Just a baby blue body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it minimal, right?
Okay.
Now, can I go the other way with it?
Yes, please do.
You know, Andy, those fretless electric guitars that they used to use in the 80s? That the have weird. Like, they just like, they just cut off and you tune them on
the headstock.
Bottom.
Yeah, without the headstock.
Yeah. I want one of those and I want it to be like angular at the end where it's totally like if you hit someone you could kill them with it.
But is it like kind of funny themed or you just want it?
Sure, we can make it blue. Okay. Great. Why not? Okay. I just always thought like either that or it, and definitely kind of funny is like a keytar kind of organization. So think about in terms of that, like something that's a kind of at first you're like that's complicated, but then upon further inspection you're like completely useless. This band does not need this instrument
kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
Well, here we go.
The headstock knobs, maybe the smileys. Maybe the little circular smileys.
I feel like that now you're getting real hard. Like he's going to get again, a 3D printer.
Hey, they said go wild.
Yeah, they
said to go
wild. They asked to go wild. Because I don't really know what else you could Ace do on wild. The body that would look awesome and wild. Natural, you know?
Why don't you like the smiley? I like the idea of the smiley, but I guess it kind of looks like a banjo.
It's a banjo,
is that the problem?
Then. Yeah.
Yeah. I think whatever you do, it's going to look unnatural and it's not going to really fit the shape of the guitar. Unless it's somewhere on the back that is just kind of more minimal, like the smiley here or, I don't know, maybe on the little plate. Some sort of engraving.
You think he's doing, did he say electric guitar? I'm sorry, I wasn't super listening.
He didn't say anything about if it was electric or not. He just said kind of funny theme guitar.
I'm pretty sure.
So I just assume it.
I went the way you did. I went the way you did and thought that. He talks about, is the body shaped like the initials? Is the body the smiley itself, circular body? I think it's well, a luxury.
I think the big important question that could really, really change the overall look.
Here
is,
we go,
do
guys.
You go with the light colored neck or the dark oak colored neck? Because the dark one is very dark brown, and the fret markings are usually like a light silver.
If you're, light, I don't light. Know. Ow, I just pulled the muscle in my back, scratching my back. Ow, oh, it's in my arm. It hurts real bad. Ow, oh, I got a Charlie
it's
horse.
In your arm?
I need a pickle juice.
Can we see it?
Oh, God. I need, Andy, will it help? Will it stop horse. The cramp?
Get pickle juice. Get pickle juice.
Oh, God.
Show us the Charlie horse.
Drink some water. Drink some water.
Nick, you ever watch videos of people having the Charlie horse and the muscles all like.
No, but I get them a lot because I don't drink enough water ever. So
you ever look at it?
Like,
you ever look at it? See it all cramping
up? Well, now. Like, oh. Now I'm going to look at it.
Now, I'll look
like
it up,
in
Charlie.
The back of my leg, so I have to drop my pants and look in the mirror, but I'm totally fine with it.
Nick, come on. How often? Like, you're not wearing pants most of the time you're getting these.
I mean, do sweatpants count as pants? Do pants that if I shake a little bit and they fall off, do those count as pants?
Jesus
Christ. Dude, why do you have big sweatpants?
I mean, how much do I drink? How much do I drink, Andy?
I have three pairs of sweatpants.
I mean, it stopped hurting.
They're all stretched out.
I take a couple swigs.
Say, could you guys, could anyone shake their pants off?
No.
I would show you right now, but I'm not wearing an underwear, Tim. So it would be
holy Christ.
Is it instantaneous?
Keep going. Keep taking swigs.
It's not instantaneous, Greg. It has to get into your system probably, because I think it's the salts. Would be my guess. It doesn't just touch your
once you said it back, Nick. Once you said it back, I was like, oh, "That is a dumb question."
It's instantaneous. Am I going to immediately be healed by pickle juice?
I still don't understand how this works. All right.
I have to imagine that some of the salts or the minerals in the pickle juice help to replenish the electrolytes in your body, which is what your muscles need. You also just
Cloths and pickles. I'd rather drink pickle juice.
Your guitar doesn't get enough love.
It's true.
You know, it's a very good looking guitar.
Dude, it's so old. She's got to be like 13 years old now, man.
Does she have a name?
No. Greta. She has a name. Greta.
Greta Gibson.
Is it a Gibson?
Just named it. No, it's Fender.
Greta Fender?
Greta Van Shred.
Freddie Fernandez. It's like the kid from Karate Kid.
Hold on, guys. Yeah. Here we are. Here we are in this conversation. Just be quiet for a sec.
No, too late. Greg, you're too late.
No, give it another go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good bite. But
listen.
Wow.
Greg's just sitting there chomping effortlessly getting the crunch.
Chomping on a pickle.
The crunch of a Kloss and pickle. They're always chilled, never heated. Mm-mm, Kloss and pickles.
Ew, wait, so are pickles heated? What's the saying behind that?
Like, Kloss and pickles are always in the fridge. Like, and Vlasic, the disgusting ones, are always on the shelf, right? Because they're just gross as shit.
Ew.
That's what it means. Did you see that?
Vlasic, sometimes they're chilled. Sometimes we put them on a shelf.
You'll eat them either way. I'm a fucking pelican.
Sometimes you find them at a liquor store and you have to check the born-on date. I'm not quite sure if you're going to poison yourself.
I don't know if you noticed, but God bless them. Thank you, Kloss and Pickles, for all the pickle merch you sent me, the pickle jumpsuit, all the stuff. I love it. I'm still using it to this day. Of course, I Instagrammed about it and I tweeted about it, and there was obviously a movement here on the shows about it. There was a Gamescast we'll never forget. Imran called it the best Gamescast he was ever on, where we talked about the pickles. And so a lot of people were adding Kloss and Pickles on Twitter, and Kloss and Pickles hadn't tweeted in like 3 years. And then about 2 weeks later, Kloss and Pickles started coming back to Twitter and responding to the old things. And they put up a tweet of just like, we've been gone for a while. What did we miss? And I like to think we did that.
I like to think we did that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Man, that's a
storks and pelicans are weird to think about, guys. Because when I was little, I thought they were the same animal. I thought it was just kind of like versions of
you're
the same
right
thing.
He's a fucking stork, isn't he? He's not a fucking pelican.
Yeah. And it's even weirder because the storks hold the bags with the babies, mm-hmm. when the pelicans would be much better at this.
Because in the mouth.
Just put the baby in the mouth. Deliver it that way.
They take a hard bump, they swallow the baby.
Well, that one's gone.
What do they bump it into? They're flying.
Their stomach.
I'm sorry, you've never heard of turbulence?
Fuck. Sorry, guys. Talk to you later.
What's crazy
Bye.
Is that Greg has
celebratory crunch.
Got you, dude.
Greg is 3 for 3 with the bites. He is every bite he takes coming through that mic crystal clear.
That's the power of a Kloss and pickle.
Man, not only that, but you can hear the hard inhale and even harder exhale as he breathes through his nose for the first time today. And
I'm working hard. My body is working hard.
But it's, Andy, it's the sound of someone who's
simultaneously pleasured and also a little disappointed with how things have shaken out today. And how his comes through so easily, but when it comes to apples, Discord is just like, we're not gonna, we draw the line at apple sound
effects. Do you want me to try the apple again?
Can you please try the apple sound effect right now? But but maybe follow it up with, he's gone.
He's getting the apple.
That was mid-joke, and he left.
No, well, okay. Andy, hold on a second. How do you keep all your food in your bedroom?
No, I legitimately just came back from the grocery. I went to the grocery before we did the direct. So I just haven't put anything away.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Oh, I should wash the apple first, right?
Yeah, you should. COVID especially.
Yeah, we'll go wash it. COVID.
There's a lot of rumors that COVID started on Apple that I'm starting right now. But if you wash them, you're fine, you know?
Greg, have you thought about going to Andy's house while he streams, having someone call him out of the room so that you could sneak in and we could watch it happen? And then you 100%. Scare him?
I've thought about this many times.
Because here's the thing, like, you wear a COVID mask, you're probably fine, you know?
And sure,
quality content, quality content.
I have gone as far as to reach out to set designers to see how much it would cost to make a bed-shaped costume that Greg could wear and then pop up and just engulf Andy.
Drop it.
Don't bring it up.
It'd be cool.
So, yeah, I said that's why, you know, Jordy should throw the football more if he's back on Saturday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, back.
Wait, he's back for the apple. Let's do it. Quiet.
Why can we act like everyone we're covering something like we're ever going to do?
Everybody quiet. Quiet, please.
Breathe in.
That was a great one.
It was all the settings that we changed, dude. It's all the settings that we changed.
We got there, ladies and gentlemen. The months-long journey is over. We can hear Andy eat an apple, which we were all trying for.
It was definitely the settings. It was all the noise suppression stuff.
I mean, fuck that shit. It's over. You should publish those somewhere.
You know what I mean?
I love you guys. We did this together.
We did. You know, a lot of things got done during COVID. This is one of them. We crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Apples.
Apples. Andy says apples. Who's coming on for the draft tonight? Are we all sticking around for that?
I'm not going to be able to, but I'm going to be watching.
I'm going to be there.
I have to walk Cecil.
Mike's going to be there.
Is he running it?
Austin Eckler's going to be there. No, we're doing the same thing we did for the game where they'll run it for us. We just joined the Zoom room.
Oh.
Cool. I might join on voice. I just kind of want to turn off my screens.
I hear you, bro.
My lights.
You're tuckered out. I understand. It happens to them.
Every time I see Andy, I'm like, is he having an existential crisis? Or is he
and he usually is. Time? He usually is.
I usually am, Nick. I usually am. I'm usually wondering, you know, when am I going to wake up from this dream? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is Jake Kuchu working with you all.
Oh, Andy! Really nice. Mm-hmm. What a nice young man. Absolutely. Did you have a nice birthday?
As nice as you can
in COVID time?
Yeah, I did. I still got some cheesecake in the fridge.
How much of it did you eat last night?
I only had that one slice, and it was the Oreo one.
Oh,
and I didn't even eat all of it because it was about 40% kind of whipped cream and stuff, and it was just not a whole lot of cake there.
Oh, interesting. Usually that's the opposite with cheesecake. Usually it's like this one was
1-to-1
ratio of toppings and cake. And
this one was very decorative and buck wild. The other ones are very more classic cheesecake with the classic cheesecake with a topping of some sort. And so the berry one's next on the list.
I love that you just described a cheesecake as buck wild.
Awesome. The garnish, I mean, it was like buck crazy. Wild, people were trying to really impress me with this one.
Mm-hmm. Andy, last question before we let you go. When Austin said that he was forming this new esports league thing and maybe it'll grow and he'll need employees, did you get super excited? Was a part of you like, ooh, new opportunity, move on?
Immediately started Googling, you know, openings, looking for openings, right? What's the starting pay? You know?
Makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Can I work remote, right? Do I have to work?
Can. Yeah, that's a fun thing. When he said he gets up at 6 a.m., I was like, no, can't work for this guy. This guy's too hardworking. He's going to expect results.
Yeah, no, that's not what we're
about. Sector. Yeah. We don't want that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. 4, and then sometimes 5 best friends gather on these microphones, coming to bullshit with each other and you. If you like that, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get every episode ad-free. You can get the post-show we're about to do. You can watch it live, just like Mike L. is, George is, the Naughty Biscotti is, and Joey Noel is. Of course, if you don't want to toss us any bucks, no big deal. You can get every episode of the podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Patreon. I already said the part. youtube.com/kindoffunny. roosterteeth.com. Podcast services around the globe. For now, there's a post show to do. And nothing goes better with a post show than a nice, always chill,
apple,
never heated, pickles. Clausen pickles. You know what I'm talking about? Until next time, Joey. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Where'd Joey go? What happened to Joey?
I'm just saying bye.
Why? She's still, I mean, we're still streaming. Like, now we're in the post show, but like, what? She, I don't see in the chat about her leaving.
Later, Joe.